With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The conservative justices on the U.S. Supreme Court seem likely to side with the state of Tennessee on banning transgender medical treatment for minors. During oral arguments, Chief Justice John Roberts says lawmakers should weigh in on regulating medical procedures, not judges.
My understanding is that the Constitution leaves that question to the people's representatives rather than to nine people, none of whom is a doctor.
The court is considering a challenge to a Tennessee law that bars the use of puberty blockers and hormone therapy. Authorities in New York City are on the lookout for a gunman who shot and killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in a brazen attack in Midtown Manhattan. New York City Police Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny describes the suspected shooter.
The shooter appears to be a light-skinned male. He's wearing a light brown or cream-colored jacket, a black face mask, black and white sneakers, and a very distinctive gray backpack.
Police have not yet established a motive for the attack. Speaking at the New York Times Deal Book Summit, Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says it's vital that the Fed is free of political interference.
That gives us the ability to make these decisions for the benefit of all Americans at all times, not for any particular political party or political outcome. We're supposed to achieve maximum employment and price stability for the benefit of all Americans and keep out of politics completely.
Powell addressed a question about President-elect Trump's numerous public criticisms of the Fed and of Powell himself. During the election campaign, Trump had insisted that as president, he should have a say in the Fed's interest rate policies. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 308 points. This is SRN News. A Canadian business is letting the Salvation Army back in, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Christmas bell ringers have been a fixture at Newfoundland's gigantic Avalon Mall for decades, but this year the management company said they would not be welcome because of their religious affiliation. Customers revolted, warning that if the Salvation Army couldn't come to the mall, neither would they. Crombie REIT has beat a hasty retreat, publishing a formal apology and welcoming the bell ringers back for the Christmas season. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For the first time in U.S. history, a transgender attorney is arguing before the Supreme Court. Chase Strangio, a woman living as a man, is representing families who are fighting that Tennessee law that bars doctors from giving children drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. The justices are not expected to reveal their decision in the case until next summer. Transgender issues have the full attention of a number of courts. SRN News. The District of Columbia has filed a lawsuit against economic giant Amazon.
The country's capital city alleges that Amazon secretly stopped providing its fastest delivery service to residents of its two predominantly black neighborhoods, but is still charging millions of dollars for a membership that promises the benefit. The lawsuit alleges that the Seattle-based online retailer started what it called a delivery exclusion on two low-income zip codes in the district and began relying on third-party delivery services, like UPS and the United States Postal Service. Amazon says it made the change based on concerns about driver safety. DC's Attorney General said the company never told Prime members about the change. Hiya Panjwani, Washington.
Amazon, whose founder Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post, denies any allegations of any discriminatory or deceptive practice. More details at srnnews.com.